D.
Apparently so. I was just checking Twitter and there are people out there celebrating your day. Obviously, just because you're out there doing your thing as you
well,
do.
Well, I'm delighted, yes. It is David Tennant Day. Let's repeat
let's celebrate that.
On Twitter.
I've got chocolates for you.
Are these for me?
Yeah, tuck into those. That's fine.
I've been trending on Twitter.
Have you?
I don't know what that means, but apparently it's really good.
I think it means it's your day and lots of people are talking about you. People are listening from all over the world at the moment. I'm getting lots of emails.
I'm just going to open these chocolates out because I can't find the one I like.
What's your favourite Rose's
chocolate then? I like the one with the soft caramel in the middle.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. You can have that
one. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They've changed the wrappers. How's a boy supposed to keep up?
I know.
Still, that's great.
Yeah, that's right. I'll have the hazelnut twirl.
Is that the one that's...
I think it's the purple one with the nut in the middle.
That one.
Okay, throw that at me. Thank you very much.
Got it.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So you well?
I'm very good, thank you, yes.
Yeah, you have a suntan and everything.
I do have a mild tan. Yeah, well, I'm just back from New Mexico, so
okay.
It's been quite hot.
Okay, and what was that you were filming there?
I did Fright Night, the remake of Fright Night, mm-hmm. the vampire movie.
Okay, and your part was? What were you playing?
Have you seen the original?
No, I hate no. horror films.
Ah, you'll love this one.
Will I really?
I'm a vampire hunter / killer. Okay. A reluctant vampire.
Jumping on the bandwagon
hunter.
A little bit here with the vampire.
Yeah, theme. Except Fright Night was there before the rest of them.
Yeah,
of course.
I know, but you also thought, well, vampires are trendy, so here I go. I'll be one.
Yeah, but this vampire, none of that ego nonsense, none of that vampires with feelings. This is just Colin Farrell, who's a big scary vampire, read off. So
okay.
It's much more old school in that way.
Okay, so it's a very cool cult movie.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, okay.
Yeah.
How long were you out there for?
About 2 months.
Okay.
Altogether.
Which was nice.
It was nice, yeah. It was great. Wow.
So you made me cry this morning on the train coming in.
Oh, I'm delighted.
Yeah, thank
good,
you.
Not good, good. Good.
But incredibly moving. This is A Single Father, which goes out tonight at 9 o'clock on
indeed.
BBC One.
Yes.
When did you do this? How long ago?
This would have been sort of the beginning of this year, sort of March time, I think it was. Yeah.
Mm, okay. Yeah. And it's a four-parter.
Four parts,
that we get to watch. How did you find doing it?
Oh, I just think it was one of these scripts that arrive and you just go, I've got to do this. This is like head and shoulders above other things I've been reading. It's just fantastic. Just
and the rest of the cast that you're working with as well?
Oh, they're great. Well, you've seen it. And they're just... And these the incredible kids that I get to be father to as well. And Saran Jones and everyone in the cast is just brilliant.
You're so great with the kids as well. You kind of seem to have a natural empathy. I know you're an uncle, so you obviously have lots of practice in the whole Doctor Who thing.
Yeah. Well, they were very easy as well. And we did a bit of bonding before. We went bowling and we hung out and we played
some
games.
You were Uncle Dave.
And, yeah, exactly. They were they made it very easy. It could have been awful, I guess.
Yeah.
But they were just the best kids you could hope for, really.
Yeah. And did you find it tough at all at certain times? Did you find get moved yourself when you were doing this?
Well, it's a very moving story. Yeah. But then that's quite helpful, to be honest.
How do you research something like that? Or do you not? Is it all instinctual and just...
I suppose you research it by being a member of a family, really, because that's what it's about. It's about how parents react, how children react, how it is to be a kid, how it is to be a parent, and sort of everyone involved in this. It's not something I have personal experience of. I haven't lost a partner in that terrible, dreadful, arbitrary way. But I think you can dare to imagine how ghastly that might be.
It's a tough watch, but it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Tonight.
Good.
Okay. I should play some music. I'll talk more to David Tennant. Your questions can come through on 81199 or joe.wiley.
Come on, trend that Twitter, baby.
This is Marina and the Diamonds, Champagne.